Today's reading is in Matthew 17, beginning in verse 1. Matthew 17, verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. And the disciples asked him, Then why do the disciples say that first Elijah must come? He answered, Elijah does come, and he will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man will certainly suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. This is a pretty incredible moment to witness this transfiguration, to witness seeing Moses and Elijah there, and that they recognize that it's Moses and Elijah. Then to hear the voice of God from heaven, all of these things, you can understand why the disciples were then terrified. This is not something that happens on a normal basis. I mean, this is something that they knew was different. And that really seems to downplay it, to call it different. I mean, it is a truly incredible moment. Remember also that before this time, Jesus has been telling his disciples that he's going to go to Jerusalem, and that at Jerusalem he would be mistreated and killed, and then would rise on the third day. Then this event happens. It's a lot to happen in such a short amount of time. But it's a privilege that's given to them to be able to witness this particular event. But Peter, well, as Peter usually does, speaks up to say something. I kind of understand Peter a little bit in that there's those instances in which you don't quite know what to say, but you feel like you need to say something. And I've learned to keep my mouth shut most of the time, but I can understand Peter's desire to want to have something to say for the moment. But he opens his mouth and he inserts foot because he says, let's build three tents. And by tents, he's talking about tabernacles. He's talking about worship. And this is when the silence of heaven is broken. To put the focus back where it's supposed to be. The focus was never intended to be on Moses and Elijah, though Moses and Elijah are given pretty incredible honor here as well. But the honor was them being able to talk with Jesus. Wouldn't you like to know what that conversation entailed? I would. But Peter wants to pay honor to them. And I can understand that too. But it was misplaced. It was misplaced because he went to this idea of setting up those three tents. So God speaks up and says, Listen to my Son, with whom I am well pleased. Moses and Elijah have done their jobs. They've done what God expected of them and moved on. Even though they were given this great honor at this moment, they're done. They didn't have anything else to do. And there's no arguing that Moses and Elijah are pivotal figures in the Old Testament. And they are rightly looked up to because of what faith they demonstrated and leadership toward others. I mean, the scriptures and the law of God was given through Moses. The people were brought out of Egypt by Moses as God directed him. Elijah was perhaps the greatest prophet of Israel during one of the toughest times that any prophet could be working. You know, whenever I think of Elijah, I always think of that showdown with the prophets of Baal and the courage that he demonstrated, the faith and confidence that he had in God. They are truly incredible individuals to look up to, but they're not the Son of God. They are servants. And I believe Moses or Elijah, if you had an opportunity to talk with either one of them, would tell you, we are but servants. Now, when they hear the voice of God, they are terrified, and I understand that too. I don't know what that must have sounded like, but it must have been overwhelming, and they understood where that voice was coming from, and so, yes, they were terrified, and I think I would be as well. But Jesus comes to lift them up, to rise, I have no fear. There was nothing to fear in this situation. They were being corrected, but, you know, there was no danger that they were about to die or anything along those lines. And Jesus tells them, don't tell anyone about this until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. And they're a little bit confused because then they say, why do the scribes say first Elijah must come? They haven't seen the fulfillment of that prophecy yet. But Jesus tells them he has indeed come. And verse 13, Matthew includes, the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. The spirit of Elijah had come in John the Baptist. The prophecy had been fulfilled. I would say that these disciples learned some valuable lessons this day, as well as gained some insight and understanding. But the big lesson that they learned was that Jesus was preeminent, that he deserved all the worship and all the honor, not to be split among anything else or anyone else. It all belonged to Jesus. The Father was pointing to his Son and saying, he's the one. And he needs to be the one in our lives, the one to whom we give our allegiance, the one to whom we give our confidence, our trust, our faith, the one to whom we look to. And then we can stand, because he will strengthen us, and he will help us, and he will save us. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.